welcome to the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed. Today's topic, put mindfulness eating into action with the Whole Person Integrative Eating Guided Mindfulness Meal Meditation. The benefit, eat less and weigh less without dieting. I'm Deborah Keston, nutrition researcher and host of the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed, and I'm on a mission to give you the science-backed weight loss wisdom you need to eat less and weigh less without dieting. In each episode, I'll translate cutting-edge weight loss research into actions you can take that can make a real difference in your weight and well-being. Let's get started. Today's discussion starts in Italy. Imagine it's lunchtime on a beautiful spring day, and an Italian family, 12 people in total, let's say, are dining al fresco in their outdoor garden. Over the din of pleasant conversation, the primo, meaning first course, arrives. It includes spaghetti with fresh-made tomato sauce the grandmother simmered on the stovetop for an hour earlier in the day. When her eldest daughter tastes the sauce, she instantly experiences a burst of delicious flavors. In response, she spontaneously places her thumb against her four fingers and brings them to her lips, then makes a loud mwah kissing sound. This is mindfulness eating in action. Taking time, even a brief moment, to savor flavor, appreciate the food, delight in the fresh food cooked with care, positive feelings, dining in a lovely atmosphere, and enjoying the moments of the meal with others. This is whole person integrative eating in action, and it is mindfulness eating in action. Scores of studies show that eating with a mindfulness consciousness has many health benefits. Not only does my research on whole person integrative eating show that my mindfulness eating meditation increases odds of weight loss, each element of the whole person integrative eating mindfulness eating meditation that I'm walking you through today, step by step, has still more benefits. For instance, steps number 9 and 10, which are unite socially and infuse food with love and regard, improve the metabolism of food so much so that eating with others and eating with a loving consciousness may protect against heart disease. Step number 4 in the mindfulness meal meditation, tune into feelings, and eating with positive emotions lessens emotional eating episodes. And step number 5 in today's mindfulness meal meditation, which is craft amiable ambiances, both emotionally and aesthetically, may lower odds of gaining weight. In other words, the type of meditation you'll be experiencing today, called mindfulness eating, is linked with a cornucopia of physical and mental health benefits. This is the power of the whole person integrative eating guided meal meditation that I'm walking you through today and that I've made available on a free audio for you to listen to so you can put mindfulness eating into action one meal at a time. To begin, let's get more familiar with the ancient new practice of mindfulness meditation. A brief note, I have a whole episode about mindfulness eating and its benefits in terms of weight and other health benefits in the prior episode to this, so please look for the mindfulness meeting episode. In the East, yogis say it leads to a super conscious state that emerges from the cessation of thought. Taoists tell us it helps to, quote, come into harmony with all things in all moments, while devotees of Zen Buddhism present it as a path to illumination. In the West, Meditation has more often been linked to the mystical and monastic. For instance, the Kabbalah, a Jewish mystical teaching, turns to meditation to carry consciousness through various gateways, while early Christian monks and saints used meditation as a stringent contemplative process to achieve spiritual exaltation. Clearly, meditation has been a tradition for thousands of years. The word meditation comes from the Latin meditare, which implies deep, continued reflection, a concentrated dwelling in thought. But while it is often linked with the concept of contemplation, it may also involve emptying the mind by eliminating thoughts from consciousness. This is apophatic meditation, or holding a specific image, idea, or word in the mind's eye, cataphalic meditation. Whether the source of meditation techniques comes from ancient Eastern or Western traditions, or the more modern trend to merge meditation techniques with mindfulness to manage stress, the goal is the same: to enhance relaxation and self-awareness and to suffuse mind, heart, and soul with a sense of unity, union, and connection. The type of meditation we're discussing today is mindfulness eating. In a few moments, I'm going to take you through each 10-step element of the whole person integrative eating, mindfulness eating meditation I created, which led to Eating Less and Weighing Less, in the research behavioral scientist Larry Sherwitz and I did with more than 5,200 people. If you want to refresh your memory about the benefits of mindfulness eating, please visit last week's episode, The Weight Loss Power of Mindfulness Eating. Hint, it's a lifetime practice. A few moments ago, I mentioned that meditation is probably mostly known for its link to relaxing and de-stressing. But when you eat with what I call a meditative consciousness, there are even more benefits. Perhaps philosopher and spiritual teacher O.M. Ivanov most beautifully describes the link between food, meditative awareness, and well-being. He writes in his book, The Yoga of Nutrition, "To receive the most subtle particles in food, you must be fully conscious, wide awake, full of love. If the entire system is ready to receive food in that perfect way, then the food is moved to pour out its hidden treasures. When food opens itself, it gives you all that it has in the way of pure, divine energies." What O.M. Ivanov is describing is the opposite of how most Americans eat, which I describe with the new normal overeating style I call task snacking. A brief refresher, behavioral scientist and my husband Larry Sherwitz, who's also the co-founder of Whole Person Integrative Eating, and I identified 7 styles of eating that lead to overeating and overweight, and we call one of those overeating styles task snacking. What does the new normal overeating style task snacking look like? Have you ever meandered down the street while munching? If so, you're task snacking. Do you watch TV, work at your computer, or drive while eating? These are more task snacking behaviors. As a matter of fact, doing other things while eating is so common in our culture, it's become normal. Not only do most of us not pay much attention to where we're eating and what we're doing while we're eating, we also don't believe that these two factors have anything to do with our weight, but they do. Each element in today's mindfulness eating meditation is an antidote to each overeating style, especially the task snacking overeating style. Then there's this. Each element strongly influences the way in which food is metabolized and, in turn, your weight and well-being. As meaningful to your weight and well-being, as I discussed in episode 4, Lost, Now Found, The Healing Power of the Four Facets of Food, When the elements of the mindfulness meal meditation are integrated and practiced together, Larry's and my published research on whole person integrative eating links them with eating less and weighing less without dieting. Let's get started with the WPIE mindfulness meal meditation. In his Ageless Body, Timeless Mind book, Deepak Chopra writes, quote, "The quality of one's life depends on the quality of attention. So too are your weight and mind-body well-being strongly influenced by the, quote, quality of attention you bring to food and eating. Not only may quality attention to each element of the whole person integrative eating dietary lifestyle ward off weight, but it also holds the power to balance emotions, digestions, the absorption of nutrients, blood sugar levels, and more. Welcome to the WPIE Guided Mindfulness Meal Meditation. As you practice integrating each ingredient into the experience of eating, more and more, you'll become empowered to experience food as the symphonic masterpiece that it is, that plays the notes you need to overcome the new normal overeating styles by replacing them with the elements of the whole person integrative eating dietary lifestyle: fresh food, positive feelings, mindfulness, gratitude, sensory and loving regard, amiable ambiance, and social connection. Another helpful distinction is this: I created the WPIE Guided Mindfulness Meal Meditation to empower you to turn whole person integrative eating into an actual practice, a health-enhancing relationship to food and eating. To reap the rewards, keep in mind it's a lifetime practice, something you get better and better at over time, kind of like a yoga practice. Be patient and be compassionate with yourself and enjoy. The intention behind the whole person integrative eating guided meal meditation is to show you how to bring a meditative awareness to connect to food and eating so that you nourish body, mind, and soul each time you eat, and in the process, up your odds of losing weight and keeping it off. Achieving such success calls for creating a conscious connection to all elements of the whole person integrative eating dietary lifestyle, your most of the time way of eating, that I've been discussing in each episode of the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed podcast. Here are the key steps you'll need to practice, internalize, and integrate the WPIE guided mindfulness meal meditation each time you eat. First, get ready. To get ready, begin by familiarizing yourself with the whole meditation. Review the whole person integrative eating mindfulness meal meditation that follows, either by reading the transcript at healingsecretspodcast.com, listening to the free audio I've created for you, or looking over the shorter version in the article CTA at healingsecretspodcast.com next to the yellow light. All the while, keep in mind I created the WPIE mindfulness eating meditation so you can internalize, apply, and benefit from each element of the whole person integrative eating dietary lifestyle each time you eat. To begin, meet mudras. Mudras are symbolic and hand gestures used during meditation, and they've stood at the center of meditative awareness for ages. In the practice of yoga, for instance, mudras are used with the intention of drawing yourself inward and channeling your body's energy flow. The intention of the mudra used in the mindfulness meal meditation is to direct energy from both your heart chakra, or energy center, and your hands into your food. Here are other getting ready steps. Number two, Just before eating, position yourself the same way each time you dine. For instance, perhaps you may prefer to fold your hands gently in your lap or to rest them on the table. Number three, now simply relax by inhaling deeply, then exhaling slowly. Do this three times. Inhale to the count of five. Pause a moment. Exhale slowly to the count of eight. Number four, put the world on pause. As you weave together the moments of the WPIE guided mindfulness meal meditation, the rest of the world must wait. Here is the 10-step WPIE mindfulness eating meditation. Step number one, visualize. While looking at the food before you, envision a golden ball of liquid light several inches above your head. Then imagine the golden liquid melting, then flowing through the top of your head, meaning the crown chakra or energy center, and then throughout your arms, hands, torso, legs, and feet. Number two, create a mudra. Continuing to envision golden light throughout your body, position your hands as if there were a small beach ball hovering just over your food, and your hands are holding that beach ball. As you hold your hands above your food, envision rays of the golden liquid light emanating from your heart center, your chakra, and hands into the food before you. Number three, choose fresh whole foods. Holding regard for the food in your heart, focus on what you are eating. Is the food in front of you fresh and whole? Does the meal include fresh whole plant-based foods such as veggies, fruits, whole grains, beans and peas, and raw nuts and seeds, or lean fish, poultry, meat, or dairy? Or is it fast and ultra-processed food? In other words, have you taken the time to choose food that is a positive life force, a nurturer, a gift that recharges and sustains? Number four, tune into your feelings. Continuing to relax and breathe deeply, identify how you're feeling. First, are you feeling hungry? And if so, how hungry? A little, somewhat, or a lot? Use this knowledge to make a decision about how much or how little you want to eat. Also, are you filled with positive emotions and loving regard for food, or do you need to release negative feelings such as anger and anxiety before eating? Step number five, craft amiable ambiences. What are your external psychological and aesthetic atmospheres? If you're with people, is there tension, arguing, anger? Or are people talking, laughing, and enjoying themselves? What kinds of sounds surround you? Are you and your surroundings calm and quiet? Or are you and the people around you distracted and busy? Continue to focus on both the psychological vibe and your surroundings throughout your meal. Number six, practice mindfulness. Eating mindfully, paying attention intentionally, includes bringing a meditative awareness to all elements of the whole person integrative eating dietary lifestyle. Consider, is the food before you nourishing or not? How are you feeling? Is the external environment pleasant and welcoming? Are you holding gratitude and loving regard in your heart? Be aware of the colors, fragrance, and flavor of the food. Is there a lot of food or not? Are you eating with or thinking about people you like? Step number seven, be appreciative. Continuing to hold the imagery of the ball over your food while remaining calm and relaxed, feel appreciation for the food before you. Consider expressing your gratitude with a mantra, a word or sound that you repeat that aids concentration or mindfulness, either silently or verbally. This could be a blessing or prayer, or simply shoot an arrow prayer and say thanks for the food in front of you. Step number 8, practice sensory regard. The WPIE mindfulness meal meditation also includes bringing loving regard to food and being aware that your senses play an important part of the experience of the WPIE dietary lifestyle. Look at the food before you. What colors do you see? Is the fragrance and flavor of the food sweet or sour? Is the food hot, warm, or chilled? Continuing to hold the beach ball mudra over your food and envisioning golden rays from your heart and hands to your food, flavor your food with loving regard. Step number 9, unite socially. If you are dining with others, envision a ray or thread of the golden liquid connecting your heart center to the heart center of the other person or people at the table. If you're alone, connect the golden thread to a memory of a person or people with whom you've enjoyed memorable, wonderful meals. Step number 10, infuse food with loving regard. The WPIE guided mindfulness meal meditation calls for evoking loving intention, filling your mind, body with loving regard, and then projecting it into the food. To do this, focus again on the golden energy flowing through you. As your hands continue to surround both sides of the dish, visualize or project rays of the golden light into your food. In this way, you flavor both yourself and your food with loving intention. Now, feeling relaxed and calm, with awareness of your internal feelings, gratitude, mindfulness, loving regard, and external, the food, physical surroundings, social connection, environments, with a sense of love and connection in your heart and non-judgmental attention on your food, it is time to begin the extraordinary experience of eating. Here's the takeaway. Each time you practice the WPIE guided mindfulness meal meditation, either by listening to this podcast or listening to the free audio of the WPIE guided mindfulness meal meditation, you'll be metabolizing the ultimate multivitamin, one that holds the power to lead to weight loss, but also to nourish your physical, emotional, spiritual, and social well-being. To get better at weaving together each moment of the WPIE-guided mindfulness meal meditation, consider listening to it each time you eat, one meal at a time. Over time, you'll discover that by practicing the WPIE-guided meal meditation, you may overcome the overeating styles and access food's invisible power to sustain, rejuvenate, and nourish. So you can reap the rewards of what you discover on each episode of The Healing Secrets of Food Revealed, I close each episode with an in-action idea for you to try. This may be a quick tip about how to implement the healing secret of food we just discussed, or a practical step you can take, such as ordering a size down of your favorite coffee concoction, or perhaps I'll suggest a self-insight exercise, an internal reflection that can lead you closer to achieving your food-related health goals. I'll offer an in-action exercise at the end of each episode that can contribute to your transformation from today's new normal way of eating, which leads to overeating and overweight, to whole person integrative eating, which I describe as your scientifically sound personal guide to eating less and weighing less without dieting. Consider keeping a Healing Secrets of Food Revealed journal to write down your experience with each in-action exercise. Today's in-action practical step is twofold. Number 1, read and consider the Mindfulness Eating Guideline. Here, is the whole person integrative eating antidote to the task snacking overeating style. It is the WPAE guideline for cultivating mindfulness each time you eat. My instructions for this moment, please read the guidelines slowly and carefully, then consider what eating with mindfulness would look like for you personally. The guideline is bring moment-to-moment, non-judgmental awareness to every aspect of the meal. Practical step number two is download the free audio I created of the WPIE Guided Mindfulness Meal Meditation. In other words, you are invited to reap the rewards of mindfulness eating, which can make a big difference in your weight and well-being. This is why I created the free audio, the WPIE Guided Mindfulness Meal Meditation. It gives you the 10-step path to replacing task snacking with mindfulness eating, and it also gives you the insights you need to benefit from all elements of the whole person integrative eating dietary lifestyle I tell you about in episodes 1-4 of the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed podcast. Instructions? They're simple. Listen to the audio at least once a day, every day, before you eat a meal or snack. Listen to it as often as possible until you know it well enough to do it on your own. Once you're familiar with the WP guided meal meditation, you'll be able to do it in just a few moments. To download the free audio, go to episode 12 at HealingSecretsPodcast.com. Number two, to download the meal meditation, click the In Action CTA with the yellow light bulb next to it. Number three, when you open the In Action CTA, at the bottom is the link to download the free audio of the Whole Person Integrative Eating WPIE Guided Meal Meditation. If you would like a summary of today's in-action exercise, please visit HealingSecretsPodcast.com, then look for the yellow light bulb next to the in-action CTA. At HealingSecretsPodcast.com, you can also listen to this episode again and read the transcript and my article about the WPIE Mindfulness Meal Meditation. And please consider joining the Healing Secrets Podcast community, where I'm looking forward to meeting you. I want to thank you for joining me today on the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed. With each show, I'll share step-by-step, science-backed insights you need to nourish all of you, body, mind, soul, and social well-being each time you eat so you can thrive. I'm Deborah Keston, host of the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed. Until next week, be nourished.